are you leaving or are you on your way back home? Either way, we wanna be there. Doesn't matter how much baggage you claim, give us a time and date, terminal and gate. We wanna send you off in style. We wanna welcome you back home. Tell us all about it. Were you scared or was it fine?
Mouth horn. With Karen and Chris. Welcome to Do You Need a Ride? This is Chris Fairbanks.
This is Karen Kilgara.
Who is sitting next to me.
Yes.
Well, I've never done that before.
Well, <like it. laughs>
you're listening to Do You Need a Ride?
Hi.
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 We are driving on Sunset Boulevard east towards downtown Los Angeles.
Yes.
In an easterly direction.
And Easter is coming up, everybody, so please dye your eggs early. Last-minute egg dyeing leads to so many problems. You have to take a quick right.
Yeah, dye your eggs in an easterly fashion.
Dye your legs in Diane Weist-ealerly fashion.
Yeah.
What?
Dye your legs in Diane Weist
early
kiddie pool. Just fill it with dye. It's not going to get into your bloodstream. That's what everyone thinks. Diane Weist forever, ever since that one moment where she had long hair,
yeah,
has been having these leg dyeing parties.
Oh, they're the talk of the town here in Hollywood. It's all the stars go to Diane Weist leg dyeing parties, and it is fantastic.
It is the best. And guess what? No more having to wear leotards.
No, the thing about leotards is that, although they do go on your torso.
Oh.
No, let me improvisationally correct you passive aggressively.
Okay.
Can't I?
Oh, I love passive aggressive improv.
Right? That's the kind I'm always have my fingers crossed when I'm at the UCB Sunset, hoping it's passive aggression night. Right?
Long form. So, we are heading towards Easter, it's a beautiful looking Los Angeles skyline evening.
It's pretty nice down by these buildings, isn't it?
I've been avoiding the downtown area ever since I witnessed that giant structure fire.
Yeah, well, that's smart. Stay away from fire areas.
But don't, actually. Get some footage of it, and then get a deal with YouTube, because man, has the money been rolling in.
Oh, is your YouTube deal kicking out?
No, not yet. No, not yet. But I'm just the secret. I'm just putting it out there that it will.
Oh, smart. That's a very good idea. That's how Bernie Madoff made his millions. He used the secret to steal money from old people.
A lot of people call it lying, but I just call it creating your own universe.
Yeah, I call it the power of attracting false truths to yourself.
Yeah.
And spreading them around.
And then people start to believe them, and guess what? It's like a game of telephone where it just comes true.
What do you believe? I believe that Chris has a deal with YouTube. That's unbelievable. Isn't that a free video channel?
It's a 50-50 deal with a third party who I can't mention.
Oh.
Yeah, I could. But
TMZ.
I can't remember.
Oh.
They're like a go-between. TMZ's like, hey, we're going to do a thing on the fire. Let's call these people whose name Chris Fairbanks can't remember.
Wait, are you becoming a nightcrawler? Like Jake Gyllenhaal in his Oscar-nominated role?
Hey, if I can't slim down like Jake, I can at least live out one of his roles.
You have always said that.
God, he got pretty much Willem Dafoe skinny for that role?
He got villain on Scooby-Doo. The farmer is dressed up in a mask that... Oh, pardon me. That's just a, one of my many bills that like to call me at home. Damn, because that was a really funny observation. That doesn't he look in... Did you see Nightcrawler?
No, I did not.
Did you see the Scooby-Doo? I think it's the the guy that haunts
I'm not even
going to
let you finish.
Because yes, you know? It's the guy with the cheekbones?
Yes. Yeah, well, they kind of just use the same guy.
The same mask?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
He's always some masquerading as a janitor.
That's right. Or and,
Did it have something to do with the fog? Around a lighthouse. Yes.
Yeah, or the fog around a swamp?
Like, hey, I know my Scooby-Doo. Like, hey, I remember that episode. Roaming. A lot of people freak the fuck out when they hear my Scooby-Doo. And that's before they hear his nephew, Scrappy-Doo, stay away from mine. Or I'll splat you. You know, it's funny being raised by television is that certain things, I can't remember what I did this morning, but I will never stop remembering how to sound like everyone involved.
Yeah, yes.
You want to hear Fred? Oh, gee, guys.
Yeah, you didn't have that one.
I drive the van and have a chiseled waistline.
No, the facts are there. You've got the details right, but then you're kind of talking like Thurston Howell III.
I can only do the voices done by Casey Kasem.
Well, and let me just say that I'm now criticizing you when that Shaggy came out, I almost had a nervous breakdown. So, look, 100% credit to your talents. And I also think we remember all that shit so well because we were 8 years old in a house by ourselves. So your ears and eyes were open for danger and maybe some kind of a stabber. Mm-hmm. And so you were very susceptible. You were very open to
Yeah, because I was just looking out for home invasion, and Scooby-Doo happened to be on in the background.
That's exactly right.
I absorbed all of it.
It's just all absorption.
I was being smart. It easily could have been the footsteps of a Night Stalker.
Or
Richard Ramirez.
Or of the mayor that was dressed up like a scarecrow to get you out of the house.
Yeah.
To steal your mother's jewels.
Yeah. And also vaguely a real estate deal.
There was always some kind of involved... financial real estate financial.
If I could have kept you kids away from this lighthouse, I could have sold the land and for condominiums. But I guess this storyline is boring.
I need 4 signatures for this land grant, and I'm going to scare them out of you. Stuff like that kids love and really hook into. That was back in the 70s where they really wrote to adult ideas, but then they would just package it for children. You didn't like it.
Come on, kids. You know how you have to get scared into signing a contract.
You know.
By an old man.
You know when you have an old fairground and there's oil underneath it or some lucrative. Maybe there's pork bellies hidden in some containers.
And then oddly, that Ferris wheel is running when really 30 years ago we all know it got shut down because of danger issues and zoning, you know. Kids,
there's
don't.
A lot of zoning law problems on Scooby-Doo,
and kids love storylines about zoning issues, building permits.
They as they used to say in the 80s, they love to get in the zone, the zoning zone. Okay,
they did always say that.
Remember,
kids love it like peanut butter.
Stick some zoning laws on the roof of their mouths and watch them fake talk afternoon.
That's how they got Mr. Ed to do it. Oh, nuts.
This is Drenna and Davis's house.
Wow.
That we're pulling up to. Isn't that cool?
He lives in a real estate office?
Kind of.
Wait, yeah. That is with the...
Yeah.
But anyone can walk by and peek in his windows?
Well, yeah, but you'd have to... I think you'd get caught peeking.
Well... I'd almost be willing to risk it just because I could get such a good look in there. This is the, oftentimes there's a lull in conversation because we're texting.
It's the texting.
Or, you know, we have to let someone know we're here to pick them up. Drennan Davis is a very talented person. I just want to talk about him before he comes in.
Good idea.
I saw him do that bit where he's basically sifting through radio stations.
Yeah.
And doing a snippet of each channel.
Yeah.
And it was one of the most amazing things I'd ever seen. It was like watching Reggie Watts or something for the first time, because it's like, oh, wow, I don't know how to classify this or how to compare it to anything, and whatever it is really, really, really good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I sure do. It's great. Well, and also, I've done shows with them a lot. Him and Nick Stargu is the other guy that is in that band Imaginary Radio with him.
Yeah.
But then they also have lots of guests, so they'll have like five or six other comics do bits with them on every show they do. And I've seen them, I think they have like 50 songs. It's crazy how many songs they have. They're like comedy songs, and they're all hilariously funny, but they have so many because they have all those different radio stations.
I'm, again, it was so amazed. And I got sidetracked for a minute because right now I realized, I guess I thought I was driving and had a lav. Did you notice I wasn't talking into the microphone the whole time? I had it wedged in my butt.
Did you really?
But,
oh, yeah. You have the ambient?
Yeah, it just won't sound very good. But,
okay.
So right now, the podcast is going to sound a little better. But we've got to take Drennan to a show. We're on a time crunch. We can't really start over.
No, let's not.
So I will...
But unless... You know what? If we... Here, I'm calling him because he didn't answer my texts.
I'm going to ask the wonderful Julia W. Harrison if she is willing to turn up the ambient mic, because that's what we'll have to do. So thank you for doing that ahead of time, providing you were able to do that, Julia.
Hey, it's Karen.
Hey.
Hi.
It's Chris Fairbanks.
And Chris Fairbanks. We just pulled up.
Hey. I'm looking for my keys.
Oh, okay. Right, cool. I just want to make sure. It didn't look like you were there. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Okay.
Oh, whoops.
No, it's important to let people know who's in charge. Like, right before they get in the car.
Yes.
This isn't some kind of pissing match where
power
we
play.
Are. You know how a cat will sometimes do that on your laundry. That's basically, we're letting him know this is our podcast.
You know what I just did?
What?
I nagged him by hanging up on him. He's going to be like, ooh, what's up with Karen?
You know what? If he knows his business, he's going to come out peacocking.
Some steampunk goggles on his old head.
Hey, guys, is that a balloon animal on your head? Oh, no, this old hat?
What, this old thing? he's an amazing musician. I met him at the Bridgetown Comedy Festival 2 years ago. I did his show.
Great place to meet other comics.
Yes, for sure. And then he moved to LA and was like, do you want to do some shows? So now we've been doing songs together a lot, which is great because I'm sick of my songs. So it's like now we have new versions
that
of things.
That makes two of us.
No, what?
Did we?
It's my nightmare. Oh. Is that how you really say? Is that,
oh,
how everybody,
God, no.
Is that what everybody says?
I want to hear more of your songs.
Thanks, Chris.
Of the ones I've heard, I mean.
Oh.
And new ones also, if you want. I want to hear the ones you did with Drennan.
Okay.
What I'm saying is there was no truth in the joke I just made. Like earlier, our last episode, let's flash back.
Oh.
When I said, let the audience, the improv, wishing they're at a better place. Bam. Like the Comedy Store. And
That was funny, though.
It wasn't. It was just the framework of something funny.
It was funny.
Oh, thanks.
Let's fight about it.
I'm not funny. You are. There he is. I have to ask about this office. Does he sleep in a dentist chair? For instance.
Oh, wait.
Uh-oh.
Oh, wait. Let me put the blanket down for you. Shoot. Sorry.
Hey, oh. Are you worried I'm going to pee? We were very... That was one of the first things.
Try not to. Wait,
I'm like, is Drennan still a bedwetter? She said, he doesn't want to talk about that.
I don't.
But now it's out in the open. Now it's out there.
I wanted to do a very special hour of super personal childhood stories.
Yeah.
What's up?
Let's do an hour in a 5-minute car ride about me peeing.
Is the microphone now under that blanket? There's a handheld, Price is Right-sized, long, skinny microphone.
I see it.
And put that up next to your pie-eating mug hole.
Okay.
Hi, Drennan.
Hi, Drennan.
Hi. Hey, guys.
Thanks for picking me up.
Of course. I have many questions about your residence.
Oh, okay, yeah.
One of them was going to be...
Is it a Thai restaurant?
Is it a Thai restaurant / dentist office?
It looks like both of those things. It could be a Thai dentist.
I really...
And instead of numbing your mouth with Novocaine, they use chili paste.
Yes.
That's a great... That's how they make babies cry in movies. Did you...
With Thai dentist?
Yeah, how... I mean, it's very... I like that place. It's
You'll have to come in next time.
I will. Oh, I'll come in. Oh. I'll make myself at home.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, well, on the way back, maybe.
I did notice there's, like, some slabs, like, on the outside. Not slabs. I want to say lattice. I don't know what to say.
Oh, like grating?
Grating. But maybe it seems like... Do people peek in on you?
No. Well, we put down these, like, blinds so they can't do that. But
okay.
For a while, I mean, because it does kind of stick out like a sore thumb in our neighborhood, there would definitely be people, like, looking in. Because it doesn't look like residency. It kind of just... looks like some weird store or a restaurant or something.
Right.
It's, we've had, like, a lot of people, because we didn't even have, like, a telephone line in there at first, like, because our landlord's not very good at being a landlord yet. Well, here's the thing. He's only owned clubs up until this point. And so he's, he kind of designed it that way. So it sort of looks like a club / business.
In case having, right. Residence doesn't work out, and he can just switch it right over?
Was exactly. It ever a club / business before you moved in?
I think it was offices, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. But they kind of totally gutted it out. Like, I guess at one point, a car ran into that building, which makes me feel super safe, because it's the room that I sleep in.
You know what? Lightning never strikes twice. Don't they say that?
Yeah, yeah, but we're talking about cars.
Yeah, well, I just mean, if someone's driving lightning fast, what are the chances that they do it twice?
Oh, you mean like, okay, that's true.
But there is a chance that a second driver might also run into your building.
Totally, and I'll just dream about that tonight.
I would be more scared of a foodie peeking through the blinds at me.
Yeah,
is that
a
to
foodie?
Me,
totally.
Yeah, it would be like, that looks like a restaurant that you need a special invitation to get into.
Totally. Oh, and that was where I was going with that. We had the phone guys come out, and, like, it took them, like, a while to, like, work on it. And then, like, the fire department had to come by at one point, and they all, like, were like, hey, we're really hungry right now. Can we go in? And we're like, we can give you some coffee.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
They just assumed you were a restaurateur.
So this is what I want to do, Chris. I really want to just get like a big sign, you know, like a lit up sign that just has a picture of a house on it.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah. Just so people know.
And people will be like, can you get into that restaurant house? I can't.
No, it will. It'll backfire. It'll cause even more buzz. They really, really, really try to make it not look like a restaurant. That's how good the food is. Oh.
What if this is like a podcasting convention that's walking by in front of us?
I'm guessing...
PodCon?
Could it be?
Is it time for PodCon?
No, it's Christ stuff.
Yeah, they got a lot of books in their hands. But it's like more than one book, so it's like maybe Christ Study Group?
Christ Study, but that guy's got a Louis Vuitton scarf sticking out of his back pocket.
Yeah, well, that's...
Fancy.
He's got style for Jesus for miles.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, that's what his... They are... No, they do seem religious. There's enough tucked-in shirts that I figure it has to be for God.
Well, this is kind of like a weird center right here. I don't know exactly what it is. I've always kind of wondered that.
Look at that. 40 days of prayer and fasting. Those guys are... going anywhere but somewhere to eat.
Oh, wait, is it Lent? It's not Lent, is
no,
it?
No, no, no.
I don't know.
It's not.
I don't have any knowledge of any religion.
It's Epiphany right now, actually. It might still be Epiphany. It's the days after Christmas.
Oh, okay. I thought that was when you had a apparition or a premonition or a...
Those realization.
Are a realization.
It's that. I think they get... That's where they get the word.
We are going to... do a show at Little Joy. All three of us.
Yeah.
That's an exciting special podcast.
Yeah, that's never happened before.
I'm semi-happy about it. You get it? Because Little Joy?
Oh, I get it. I didn't at first. I thought you meant that you didn't want me to perform with you anymore.
Oh, no. I'm ecstatic that you're performing.
I am, too. And I hope you guys don't mind that I also will be performing with you.
Absolutely.
I look forward. Look at this, a super aggressive move.
Oh, yeah, that guy. Wow! You're the worst. I mean, it's bad enough to do a U-turn in an intersection. But to kiss another Nissan Versa with your bumper.
What did you do today, Dronan?
Let's see. What did I do today? I went to a cafe, did some writing, and then I finished recording a song with Kyle Kinane. We were doing a punk rock version of a Katy Perry song.
Oh, nice. That sounds great.
Firework?
No, it was Hot and Cold.
Yes.
It was for this like podcast I'm just starting where like I just get comics on and we nerd out on music. And we kind of talk about like it's called... tell me if you, what you guys think about this. It's called Shit's My Jam. So it could be like Shit's My Jam or Shit's My Jam. And it's like we just talk about like what we like in music, but what, like kind of get down to like what we get teased about liking, you know, kind of like the guilty pleasures.
So Kyle Kinane likes Katy Perry.
He likes Katy Perry, but he of course really likes punk rock. So
he just wants to see her boobs.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you never know.
So I mean, I don't have a problem with Katy Perry. I think she's got some.
Nor do I.
Those songs are like. It's like they were chemically engineered to be good.
Totally. There are also non-lyric quotes that she's said in conversation that I appreciate, and I can't think of any of them right now. Okay, so with your podcast name, would it be lowercase SHH and then uppercase IT? And then
it's all uppercase.
Okay, so shit, it's my jam.
Yeah.
So like you're screaming a little bit?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so far it's going well. I'd love to get you guys on, actually, because I'm sure you guys are... Well, Karen, I know you're a big music nerd.
I mean, how many have you done?
I don't care for music or dancing myself. I come from a town where that was a distraction and got your boner
Joe
riled
Lipkow?
Up.
We're yeah. bringing it back around to the it Diane Weist thing we were talking about earlier.
Oh, Diane Weist.
Oh, Diane Weist's leg dies. How many have you done? Sorry?
I've done, like, a handful of them. I did... Well, I'm doing bands, too, so it's like either have a band on or a comic. So I've done two comics and two bands, so I've done four, I guess.
That's a good, solid start.
What yeah. bands?
I did two of the guys from OK Go.
Heard of them.
And then this band that used to be from San Francisco, they live here now, and they're called the Terry Maltz.
That sounds great. That yeah. guy from OK Go was on a storytelling show I did with Joe Sibb, and he seemed like
oh, cool.
a terrific person. I should...
Really nice guys.
Know which name he had. Which name that is his.
What did he look like? The guy with glasses?
He looked like Moby with hair.
Oh.
And glasses.
Yeah, that's the one that was online. Totally.
Okay.
Yeah,
I did really, it. Their music videos, they're like filmmakers. That's how I kind of learned about their music is because right. their videos went so viral. Have you seen them, Karen?
Where I've seen the one with the running... machine.
Yeah, choreographed running machines. Some call them treadmills if they haven't experienced a head wound. Experienced a head wound? I tried to make fun of you and I couldn't.
And then you got a head wound in doing it.
Oh my God. I hit my head while I was making fun of you for hitting your head.
See, I'm sorry, but there's a shit ton of people yeah. everywhere tonight. And
what's
the,
going on?
What is
crazy
happening?
Crazy traffic.
Traffic was ridiculous.
It was insane.
Right now is Brad Pitt running through traffic with his children.
Do these people have the beginnings of a rage disease where they're going to jump on this car?
They just seem like they're standing out in the corners and none of them are like really talking to each other.
Yeah, no one's making eye contact.
Here's what it is. They're all waiting for the bus because the bus is late because the traffic is so bad.
Oh.
I put it all together.
You really did.
I really did.
That 100% is what's happening.
Yeah.
Okay, so why the traffic? We have to assume that there's something in our blood.
Is
yeah.
it...
There's definitely some kind of Latino holiday going on, I'm guessing.
Okay. That,
maybe that's why there was all those dead birds outside my apartment. That's what it was.
It's Muerte del... Who's got the word bird in Spanish that I have to borrow?
Del Toro?
Yes.
Ah, darn, that's a bull. Ooh, I just invented a winged bull. Do you guys... I think it would be really cool if... and we won't rip you off, Brandon, because that's the
you mother.
I want to have OK Go on our podcast.
Oh. Yeah, yeah. They're really cool. Like, and you're right. They're more like visual artists.
Yeah. Rube Goldberg thing where they had this thing hits that thing, makes the chicken squawk.
That was so cool.
Pokes the toast, and the toast hits the balloon.
That's
you know.
Pee Wee Herman.
Oh, I am thinking of that. Yeah. Pee Wee's Breakfast. All for a glass of orange juice. Come on. You're not that smart. That's why I got caught in that theater. You guys, what I was driving at is, we don't have to do it today, but it would be neat if you guys made music in the car, but I don't...
Oh, that'd be cool.
I'm not someone that would be like...
Like that video series, the Black Cap something? Have you guys seen that?
No, it would be like nothing. It would be like our original thing.
Oh, okay.
Okay. It would be like nothing ever before.
But I don't know if you guys, being musicians... If the anxiety washes over you when someone tells you to sing or do anything on the spot, like it does me.
I think I've gotten past it a little bit.
Okay.
It depends, like,
hold on,
how
sorry
much pressure.
To interrupt, but there's Hare Krishnas now.
Oh.
This is legit, like, this is like a 70s disaster
happening?
Movie.
The end
yeah.
of everything. Oh, my God, all the lights just went out in that skyscraper. Oh, some of them are coming back on. They are in a, it is spelling something out. Oh, it just says I Heart New York. Phew!
Wait.
I know, but here in Los Angeles, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, that is.
So it is zombies.
I'm sorry I interrupted you for that.
I'm sorry I interrupted you, who already interrupted him. So I'm sorry for interrupting, helping her interrupt you, Drennan.
I'm sorry that I have to keep listening to these.
Did you, what was your idea again?
What idea?
Wait, no.
Oh, we're talking about the music.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's a great idea. Let's do it.
Okay. Well, whenever you guys want to get started.
Okay. All right. So I'll lay down a beat. Here
okay.
we go.
Okay.
Ready?
Okay. Yeah.
Here we go.
Everybody's waiting for the bus. Everybody's waiting for the bus. Everybody's waiting for the bus. Everybody's waiting for the bus.
Beep, beep.
That's right. Waiting for the bus. Do you want to do some kind of a lyrical breakdown? Might be the end of the world. Everybody's waiting for the bus. Could be the end of the world. Should we discuss? Everybody's waiting for the bus. Everybody's waiting for the bus. On the street. What's going on?
I don't know. This is your part, Chris.
Oh.
Mouth horn.
I didn't understand that I was part of the... This is rapping, by
good,
the way.
Good, good, good.
It doesn't have to rhyme. It doesn't have to have a point, but I just want to let you know I didn't know that I'd be called out for this part. I just wanted to hear you guys do it, and then I thought, well, I enjoyed that as a spectator, not so much as being part of it. The
That's
end.
Right.
I already had my job to be on the ones and twos, and I was not, I actually can rhyme. See, that's what I'm talking about. My back is now sweating because you said, hey, it's your turn, Chris, and all of a sudden I'm taking an algebra test.
You did great.
I didn't.
That was really good.
I'm thinking about editing out my part.
No.
No, no, no.
No, no, no.
That was, I like the idea of talk rapping like a nervous white person
like,
as a
like
breakdown.
Like cake.
Yeah.
Yeah, but not trying to pretend to be cool. Right.
Something about a long coat.
And a jacket. So irritating.
Mentioning nouns, I wrote this in a Mad Lib book. Pencil, toaster, oven, child eraser, balmy day that I walk through shoes. Okay. I also was
How's
nervous.
How's your back now?
We were,
that's pretty
oh,
good.
You know what? That dried it up.
Dried
nice.
It up.
We just, oh, okay.
It was
that
nuts.
Was amazing, you guys.
Yeah, that was fun.
It
that
sounded
good.
Really good.
I'm concerned.
Why?
I really am worried about what's going on. I
oh,
don't
I know.
Understand
yeah, right?
what is going on
yeah.
there,
it's
on the
just
street.
A lot there, of people walking.
There 100% is, there's people all over the sidewalks, and I jokingly said earlier when I stuck on the freeway that I want answers, even if it's bodies in the road, because at least then I'll be, someone will have explained to me why traffic was so backed up. I don't want people to die. It was a joke, I guess.
Uh-huh.
But traffic was so bad, and then it was really bad for you.
It was equally bad for me on a whole different part of town.
And then we're on this whole different part of town than each of us are talking. And now everyone's on foot.
And then, but then that gave birth to one of the most beautiful songs of 2015.
Yeah.
I'd say.
Which was, I still enjoyed in spite of the fact that in addition to all these people, groups are walking around with Bibles. That adds to everything being scary.
Yeah. And I've actually never seen Hare Krishnas here until today.
Yeah.
They
never come out anymore.
They have not been in Los Angeles since the airplane movie set.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
What if they're making a sequel and everyone's just dressed for the part? I'm going to be the Hare Krishna. I'm going to be the guy that's either super Christian or has Bible-sized books.
Ooh,
all
it's
the time.
Like it's like religious Halloween.
I love religious Halloween.
Religious Halloween would be amazing.
How do we get that off the ground?
I just want to be from Heaven's Gate and wear all black.
I guess the people that don't dress up and rebuke Halloween are religious Halloween celebrators.
Yeah, yeah.
If you ignore it, you're pretty religious. Because you're like, I will not give credit to Satan. Doesn't Halloween have something to do with the devil?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's his birthday.
I love.
Yeah. Shannon, what's your favorite Halloween costume that you've ever worn?
Ooh.
And then, Chris, you can go after dinner.
I will. Okay. I have an answer already.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Well, I don't know if I do. You guys go first. I got to think about this.
Chris can go first. This will be like me waiting table. Sir, I'll take your order while he continues to look at the Halloween
menu. I'll have your fake legs coming out of my waist where my real legs have white leotard or dye on them, if Diane Wiest gets involved, and I am a walking toilet. So it appears that me and my torso with these fake naked legs with pants around the ankles are sitting on a toilet that I created. I made it out of chicken wire. So as I walked around, there's chicken wire kind of cutting into me, and there was blood.
Worth it?
So it's like a bloody toilet that I'm sitting on.
Oh, no.
But my legs, I really spent time with these legs.
Ooh, sorry.
Oh, sorry. That's how I always respond when Karen pretends to stop short and puts her hands right on my pecs.
I had to get a quick feel mid-story because the toilet idea was so hot.
I totally understand. Anyway, people look at it and they're like, oh, my God, that looks like you're sitting on a toilet.
They must have gone crazy.
It's an optical illusion. That's my favorite type of costume is optical illusion ones. I've also done one where I'm on the shoulders of a little old lady. And I even went to the extent of shaving my legs.
These sound great.
So it was an old lady that shaved her legs.
And so you had fake legs and she had your real legs.
Yes, but my fake legs look like my real legs.
Oh.
Because my legs and my body, the entirety of my legs are her body. And then I just made little arms holding on to my fake legs. So it looks, but the fact that she's also an old lady, it's like, hey, that's mean. Why would you get on an old lady's shoulders? So there's just a lot of layers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Terror and then joy.
They sound pretty great.
So let me take your ordering pad. Karen, what can I bring you? I did it wrong. What would you like? Oh, never mind. What's your favorite costume?
Wait, Drennan, do you have yours?
I did Britney Spears one year, but like the Catholic schoolgirl one.
Yes.
I don't know. The thing about Halloween for me is I just like dressing up when it's not Halloween more.
Yeah, me too. I'm like that with most things where it's like if everyone else is doing it, it's not as fun.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I enjoy watching people walk around in costumes, but yeah, it's more fun, like, to fuck with people when it's just a regular day.
Right. I agree.
For a while, I looked a lot like Jesus, and,
Oh, you had, like, a beard and long hair and stuff?
Yeah. I had long hair, and then somebody told me that I would look just like Jesus if I grew a beard, so I did. And I went to, like, the opening of The Passion of the Christ. Mike was signing autographs.
That's terrific.
Yeah, that was fun.
That's a great idea. Did someone put you up to that? And also, did you videotape it?
I did videotape it.
See, I always want to do stuff like that, and then I'm like, well, I don't have a camera, and why do it just for the sake of enjoying life?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fun. I definitely got... There was some people who were not happy with me.
Mm-hmm.
But,
yeah.
I mean...
Always will be.
They would always be like, you know, they'd be like, so you think this is funny, what you're doing? You think this is funny? And I'd be like...
Yes, yes.
I don't... Yeah, I do. And they're like, so you think it's funny? And I would just... Basically, I would just kind of like... say that I'm not Jesus. Oh, you thought I was... No, I'm just a... I'm a simple shepherd.
Confused?
And then they're just like, oh, okay, cool.
Oh, you just say you're someone else in the nativity?
Yeah.
I'm the guy that makes horseshoes. can I watch that? Do you have that on your YouTube? Do you have it?
Yeah, I have some of the Jesus stuff up there. I was doing it, like, when I was in college, and I have some of the... I made this, like, silent Jesus film. It was, just Jesus getting chased by a giant cross around the city. It was very Monty Python or like Benny Hill-ish.
What is your YouTube page? I want to go there.
Oh, is it just my name, Drennan Davis?
Okay. / YouTube. Dot org?
Yes.
YouTube.com / Drennan Davis. We all know how it works.
EDU.
EDU.
What about you, Karen? What was your favorite?
I guess most of the other ones... from when I was 15 until very recently, I was always incredibly drunk. So I guess I would say here's the costume of the girl that's passed out under the kitchen table.
You would dress up as Jeff Richards's SNL character, drunk girl.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Sometimes the reference is too obscure.
I can't. Yes, and you. but this last Halloween, I went as the Ebola nurse because they sell scrubs at CVS. Yeah. And here, this is the funniest part. I went to my friend Matt McCarthy's Halloween party, and on the invitation, it said costume required. And I know he's totally that type of guy. So I was like, oh, okay, well, since it's required, all of my friends will be wearing costumes.
Right.
So I'll do it too. I went to CVS to figure out what I was going to do at the last minute, and they sold scrubs there, and I wear clogs all the time. So I was like, here we go. I'm the Ebola nurse. I took a little time to make my ID.
Sure.
Like, you know, made it look like I was from that hospital in Houston or wherever it was. And then when I showed up, all of my friends who were there were not wearing costumes.
Oh, damn it.
Because they don't abide by the rules.
So required my ass.
They don't give a shit what Matt says to them. They're just going to show up for a party.
My favorite part of all the news with the Ebola was the actual Ebola's like headshot that they always use, that segmented two-headed worm.
They had
picture of the strain. And it was just like a wormy segmented thing with like a pretzel at the end.
Gross.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty gross.
That was the only one. It is gross to think of it crawling around in your blood.
But then what was your favorite part of the Ebola scare? If that was your least favorite part.
I guess me, not that I'm smarter than everyone, but I knew that it was just, you know, kind of like this, the interview scam. It was just to sell more tickets with Frontier Airlines. I said, oh, it's been on one of our planes. Uh-oh, $18 tickets. That's all we came away with that fake Ebola scare, is some free or some cheap airline tickets.
But the guys in the viral department at Frontier are rolling in it now.
That's great if that's how things work.
It really does make me mad, though, when things, like, there's all this, the news just does that with ISIS. And granted, something did just happen, you know, terror-wise, but... things like that being talked about, or your Ebola, when in fact, you know, global warming and things that people are just tired of talking about, aren't trending. They're actually a real problem that's happening all day.
There's so many real problems.
And maybe if global warming isn't the best example, but it is to me. It bothers me most days.
I always think about
how... So I knew the Ebola was a temporary thing and people just quit talking about it.
Yeah, it's like a fun new fear. But then the underlying fear of how we're shutting down the entire education system for children in this country.
Right.
You can't access that anymore. It's too horrifying.
Better example, yes.
Right.
It's just not as fun. The fun Ebola scare.
It's like
fun new scare?
It's like you go to a haunted house at Halloween, and you're not just going to keep going through the same haunted house.
No,
that's not scary anymore.
No way,
you need to go to the one where they grab your legs and stuff.
Right. You gotta just keep paying more money for it.
Yeah.
Everyone's always waiting for the new reason for old people to buy canned goods and duct tape.
Yeah.
Because out of fear.
There's that bus.
There's that damn bus again. Oh, what do you know? The bus is empty.
Empty.
Because no one is getting on it.
Does that disprove my theory? Is something else happening?
What was the theory?
that all those people were waiting for the bus that were just standing there like zombies, but they were probably zombies.
They're probably zombies. That's what I'm saying. Like, they don't let zombies on the bus, so clearly those people had the bite. That's all I'm saying.
That's what it's called.
I love the idea of, like, a bus driver, like, still having to do his job, but all of the people left are just zombies.
Yeah.
So he just has to drive around, not pick up anybody.
My favorite movie, speaking of bloody nurses, well, there's a nurse. Anyway, The Dead Alive is a horror movie made by Peter Jackson.
Yeah, I remember it.
It's so great, and it starts out not as a horror movie. It's just some bumbling Hugh Grant type guy that lives with his mother who's overbearing. And once she becomes a zombie, and once the nurse that was taking care of her becomes a zombie, and once the preacher who does kung fu to fight, that's the best scene ever, he's a zombie. He's locks them in the basement, and he's feeding them and taking care of them, because to him, it's still his mother. And their heads are flipped open like Pez dispensers, and it's disgusting. But it was the best thing ever, because he honestly wanted to feed his mom, who was a zombie.
Who cares?
Like to take the last 3 minutes back.
I think you should just tell the whole movie. You know, the problem is I'm trying to park, and so I'm all distracted.
That's quite all right.
There's nowhere to park.
There isn't. And I can... Well, I don't know what the answer is. Let's just get a hot dog from that hot dog vendor. Okay. That's the answer. Whenever I can't find parking, I do this a lot. Tell me if you guys do it, where when traffic or something in a car is just too overwhelming, I just pull over and eat, or maybe sometimes go to a bar and drink.
Sure.
I haven't done that, but that's a good way of dealing with
it. I don't know if it is, but I do it. There is a spot you can sneak in there and back up.
There we go.
There we go.
My dad used to do that when he worked in the city with my uncle, and there was really bad traffic back up to Petaluma, where he grew up. They would pull over and drink in Novato, basically halfway home.
Wow.
And, like, quote-unquote, wait out the traffic. And my mom put a real quick stop to that.
Yeah.
They would just come home shit-house drunk.
Oh, that's funny.
It's funny. I talked to a Novato police officer. All of their money is made through drunk driving.
Yeah, I bet.
Oh, wow.
Because it's like a bedroom community.
Totally. Yeah. Totally. What's funny is I was talking to a police officer from Novato at a wedding. He got plastered and then drove home.
Oh, wow. I bet that happens a lot with the cops.
Hell yeah, because totally. They're not going to get in trouble.
My brother-in-law is a fireman, and he talks about...
what was it?
It's just you hitting a tree with your car.
Wow.
But he does Big talk tree. About... I guess all... That's just saying you're close enough to the curb.
Okay.
Oh, that seemed... I wasn't... But you are. That's all I'm worried that I'm too far
away. You're not going to be able to... What do you mean?
Oh, right.
From...
Oh, in your parking spot.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe we should just get out.
Yeah.
Well, that would... if we do get out, that's the end of this portion of the podcast. But I do... I think that we should have some live comedy from all of us at the end of this.
Absolutely.
Totally.
Can I record you guys doing your song, and then we will have it as a featured high point of this episode?
Yeah, we can do that. What do you think, Karen?
What do you think?
Of course.
Okay.
Oh, you're asking us legal permission?
Yes, yes.
Oh, yeah, I give my legal permission.
I'm going to scare you like a Scooby-Doo kid into signing this contract.
Yeah, that sounds cool.
Okay, terrific. Well, that concludes this portion in the vehicle of Do You Need a Ride?
All this hullabaloo is going to be put to good use. He is hilarious, and you're in for a real special treat in the middle of this fantastic program that you chose to attend tonight. Put your hands together for Drennan Davis, everybody.
Hi. How many people know what a mashup is? Do we all know what mashups are? Okay, cool. I've been working on some mashups, so I'm gonna try a few. This one is The Doors and The Smiths. So Jim Morrissey. Here we go. You know the day destroys the night, and the night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide, break on through to the other side. Okay, thanks. Oh, thanks. This is Belle Biv DeVoe in Devo. Belbiv Devo. Here we go. Must warn you, the girl is poison. The girl is poison. Okay. Thanks, guys. Genuine and Jerry Seinfeld. Genuinefeld. For this one. I'm Holly! Let's do this! Come on, let's jump on my pie! Thanks. Alright, I'll stop doing these. I'll do one more. This is Cypress Hill and a duck and a rooster. Here we go. That's just what they sound like to me. Okay, I'm going to do some new songs, but I brought a friend of mine to play them with me. Ladies and gentlemen, Karen Kilgariff.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, we got some new songs that we've been working on, right, Karen?
Yeah, that's right, Jenin.
This first one's going to be like a dream pop type song. I'll set it up.
Coming up this weekend, and I can't miss any work, 'cause Yeah.
Nobody cares about your dream.
What?
Nobody cares.
This is like a different kind
Nobody
of dream.
Nobody cares. It's not real and it's certainly
yes,
not
it,
interesting.
Yes, it is. You're in
going
the band.
To happen.
You're being a
so stop
you're being
out
a shitty friend
so
right now, Aaron.
Trees. The art
okay.
is bad.
Okay.
And the font is
okay.
bad.
I get it,
and
Karen.
It's a waste of
I get
money.
It. Okay.
Don't give it
I get
out
it, Karen.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Yay.
Yay, it worked.
Thanks, guys. You want to do some GPS stuff?
Yeah.
We've been you know, as comedians, we have to do a lot of different weird jobs around town, and we're working on voices for the new like the new GPS stuff for Waze and Google Maps. But we don't want to do just regular, like, you know, the British voice that you hear or whatever other ones. There's an Australian one.
Is there an Australian
one? Yeah, there's an Australian one.
It's unpleasant.
Yeah, right.
It's really grating and really sexist in your ear.
Just calls you a fag the whole time.
That's not a beer or whatever. Everything's comparing shit all the time.
So we're working on some singer voices.
Better ones.
Yeah. Which one are we going to do first?
What do you want to do? Well, do you want to do...
Which one?
Morrissey first?
Sure. Yeah, I'll do Morrissey. It's sure. Okay. Cool.
Hi. Type your destination into the box. Where are you going? You're going downtown. Okay, take a left, then a right. Don't run over any animals, because they're our friends, and they need to be loved. Just like everybody else does, all the kitties and puppies and monkeys, the monkey men. Oh, the monkey men swinging from the vines. Hoo-hoo-ha-ha, I'm a monkey man. I'll call you Nigel. Okay, you're here. Bye.
Okay, let's do one for you. This all right. We're gonna do Bjork.
Or what's happening? Because I can help you. You put your address in, or you put the final destination in. I could help you, probably. They gave me some maps in here. I have a couple of answers for you. I will help you if you need me to, but I don't want to pry into your business if you're... If you don't need me, here's what I will say. I recommend you take a bicycle. As your GPS, I think you should get out of the car and you should get on a bicycle. And you should ride to the mountain. And you should look for a bear. There will be a large bear there. You get off the bicycle and get onto the bear. Or wherever you want to go. Either way, it's fine.
Oh, and this last one is the least helpful GPS rock star. It's Tom York from Radiohead.
Oh.
Yep, that's about it.
Not helpful at all.
Not helpful.
He won't help you.
Just kind of difficult. Okay, we're going to do one more. This is a new song, and I hope you guys like it. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, you guys.
You've been listening to Do You Need a Ride? D-Y-N.
A-R.
What happened to your horn?
I honestly think my alternator is dying.
Oh. Are you leaving or are you on your way back home? Either way, we want to be there. Doesn't matter how much baggage you claim. Give us a time and date. Terminal and gate. We want to send you off in style. We wanna welcome you back home. Tell us all about it. Were you scared or was it fine?
Mouth horn.
With Karen and Chris.